Word of God is alive and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and is a critic of thoughts and intents of the heart. All Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God might be mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Study to show yourselves approved unto God, a workman that does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All right, 1 John 4:17. 1 John 4:17. All right, we'll take the usual preparation. Be sure you're in fellowship. That's up to you, your free will, your determination to do God's will and serve Him by being in fellowship and paying attention to the presentation of the information with a good mental attitude. Let us pray. Well, Heavenly Father, we thank You that greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. And we thank You that our faith has overcome the cosmos. And we thank You that You continue to provide us with the necessary truth so that we can negotiate our way effectively through phase two. Be with us in this study in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we're going to talk about the love being perfected, John's way of expressing this. By this, love is perfected with us so that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Because as He is, so also we are in the cosmos. All right. The first part of the verse deals with, of course, the divine attribute of love. Not just love, like it's out there, but divine love. Divine love is actualized in us when we apply Bible doctrine towards one another. That's one thing. Under a whole variety of circumstances that we are called upon with regard to our relationship to other believers. The love perfected with us is now tied to the end game, the Bema Seat, the Day of Judgment. And so for this love to be perfected, which we began to demonstrate our love for God when we believed in Jesus Christ. Before that, antagonism, hate, all that. And so we broke that cycle when we responded to the gospel and believed. We demonstrated our love for God and His plan. And that's how we entered the plan. Now, after the fact, how are we to perpetuate that? By learning and keeping His commandments, all of them. To the extent and degree that we do so, we will come under divine evaluation for the entirety of our phase two in this regard. When we lose love, we lose being in fellowship and being positive. It breaks down. Now, it can break down momentarily or whatever in a person's Christian life, and you can come back to, obviously, get back on track, simple rebound, and even the extremes of reversion recovery. But if this is perfected in us, we stay the course, then we will have confidence at the Bema Seat. We will not be there wondering how it's going to turn out. Down here, we can question our standing before God, but the Day of Judgment is the Bema Seat. So, temporal confidence, picking up with point 9, temporal confidence is used in 1 John in connection with coming to the aid of a needy believer. See, confidence or assurance take your pick of words, is the assurance that I'm a believer, that I have the truth, understand things. We are to have confidence in this, stability in phase two, not wishy-washy, but stable and having confidence. And as you apply doctrine, you continue to maintain this confidence that you're doing the right thing and you're in the right place. Confidence. So when you step up and help someone, as might be your responsibility as an illustration, the aid of a believer, this builds your confidence. You're doing the right thing. If, on the other hand, you close your heart, don't make the application, then you don't have, at that moment, that confidence. You've violated your conscience, John says. Also, he brings out that you'll also have confidence in prayer, which one of the things about prayer is that we are to approach God in prayer, and we are to be come before His throne in time of need boldly, not timidly, fearfully, but boldly, and let our requests be made known to God. So this is another aspect of confidence. Confidence in prayer. We can get this done. This is a prayer. You have a need. You pray about it. You can pray about it over and over again, but you keep praying about it. It also ties in with faith rest. You know how it is when you and I are out of fellowship about things. We're shaky. We're floating around. But when we get back on track, get in fellowship, get in our right mind, then we have temporal confidence. Obviously, the scripture or the doctrine is in your soul. It reminds you of these things. And confidence in prayer. That's another benefit of maintaining the dynamic of the Christian way of life. To read the one we haven't covered, this is the confidence we have before Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. All we got to do is process it and see if it's in His will. If it's in His will, we pray about it. And it can be a whole variety of things. That's for you to discover and figure out in your own prayer life as a believer. You got a problem? Help me deal with it, God. Help me deal with it. Help me get through this. When He was in the cosmos,